If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJacks.com.
President of the United States.
At 8:43, we will hear that proclamation right around 9 o'clock, maybe 9:01, from the House chamber. President Biden set to deliver the State of the Union address. We'll have live coverage tonight beginning at 8 o'clock, live to Washington, Fox's Ryan Schmelz. And we certainly expect that State of the Union will be touting some of the big accomplishments from the year past, but also looking ahead to some priorities. What are we hearing from the White House about those priorities into the new year?
Right. So based off of what we know from some senior White House officials talking with Fox News, we're expecting the president to, quote, reassert America's leadership around the world, outline the progress made on maintaining international alliances to defend Ukraine, compete with China, and reassert American leadership in the world. So, you know, I think that kind of means to a foreign policy focused speech when you're talking about Ukraine and that type of aspect. But, you know, when he talks about the accomplishments, don't be shocked if he kind of puts on some of the bipartisan pieces of legislation that were passed over the last year or so. You know, looking at the bipartisan infrastructure bill, which Leader Mitch McConnell helped him get across the finish line and get into law, as well as the bipartisan CHIPS and Science Act. So these are bipartisan bills, and they should get bipartisan applause if the president chooses to focus on them.
For those who will be watching and maybe not listening to coverage on the radio, Kevin McCarthy will be seated behind him and next to the vice president. That'll have a different look. The two men just last week met to talk about the debt ceiling. Would one expect that the president acknowledges that the work is underway to try to cobble together some agreement?
Right. So based off of what we know from some senior White House officials talking with Fox News, we're expecting the president to, quote, reassert America's leadership around the world, outline the progress made on maintaining international alliances to defend Ukraine, compete with China, and reassert American leadership in the world. So, you know, I think that kind of means to a foreign policy focused speech when you're talking about Ukraine and that type of aspect. But, you know, when he talks about the accomplishments, don't be shocked if he kind of puts on some of the bipartisan pieces of legislation that were passed over the last year or so. You know, looking at the bipartisan infrastructure bill, which Leader Mitch McConnell helped him get across the finish line and get into law, as well as the bipartisan CHIPS and Science Act. So these are bipartisan bills, and they should get bipartisan applause if the president chooses to focus on them.
For those who will be watching and maybe not listening to coverage on the radio, Kevin McCarthy will be seated behind him and next to the vice president. That'll have a different look. The two men just last week met to talk about the debt ceiling. Would one expect that the president acknowledges that the work is underway to try to cobble together some agreement?
Oh, absolutely. And it's kind of funny. A lot of people keep asking about what to expect from Leader McCarthy tonight. And I've kind of been saying that, you know, he's got an incentive here to be diplomatic with the president because, you know, he said that they have another meeting scheduled. He hadn't said when it's going to take place, but they do have another meeting scheduled to talk about raising the debt limit and to address federal spending. Now, the president has kind of been firm that he wants the debt ceiling to be raised without any concessions. But, you know, based off the fact that they're still having meetings about this, it looks like McCarthy's close to potentially getting some of those accomplishments through when it comes to getting that federal spending addressed. So, you know, McCarthy's got a lot of reason to be diplomatic here and to work with the president and kind of keep a straight face as they go through the State of the Union tonight.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington this morning. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Also in the box this evening alongside the First Lady, there's always invited guests who will be called out. Rockstar Bono, the 26-year-old who disarmed a gunman last month in Monterey Park, California, and the family of Tyree Nichols. Among the featured guests, we will hear them introduced by the president at some point during the speech tonight. Live coverage beginning at 8 o'clock here on 104.5 FM and a full recap starting at 5 a.m. tomorrow. WOKV News Time, 8:45.
If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJacks.com.